Did youth lose control on Today FM? Al Porter here with you until half two this afternoon. Hi Al, we love Blind Date, but just wondering why you wear the same suit every week. That's a good question, actually. That's kind of a production thing. Just as Wild Youth finished there, I want to remind you, by the way, that they're going to be live on The Breakfast Show tomorrow with Ian Dempsey. I didn't want to forget that. They're a great band. Yeah, but Blind Date, the same suit every week. I suppose it's a couple of things. One, it takes away that kind of stress over what am I going to wear and what suit looks best and how am I going to keep impressing people every week and all that kind of thing. And also, it makes it a much easier edit. So we record the entire block of television in 1 week, and if I just wear the same suit for every episode, it's easier if I make a mistake in part of it to go, oh, well, we actually got a good bit of them doing it yesterday, so we'll just put that in. So actually, you're probably watching shows that mostly all happened at the same time, but little bits and pieces because of my own mistakes are probably from other programs. Pam, I have a sneaky feeling now, says this texter, that Al will negotiate the world of independence and will now require you to step in as surrogate mother and dispense with advice. Imagine.
It's not like I don't do that already.
Yeah, you already do that. You're already my Pammy, as I call her. Al, Frances Brennan has a good book out on how to keep things all neat and tidy if you're moving. May I suggest a song too? Billy Joel's seminal classic, Moving Out. I remember that. That's a good song. That is a good song. Don't be a hoarder, Al. Only bring with you what you really want to keep, because I still have boxes in the spare room from moving in 6 years ago and haven't a clue what's even in them anymore. Yeah, so this is how I'm feeling about moving out, right? I'm 24. I don't think it's too young. I don't think it's late either. I think it's just normal. I'm very lucky that I can afford to rent somewhere. I'm very nervous because I haven't lived out of home. I kind of very briefly lived in a flat off on North Great George's Street when I was like 19 and lived on cans of Heineken and cans of Heinz beans. And the place was a tip. And my mother had to come and kind of rescue me regularly and wash all my clothes and clean the house and be like, are you sure you don't want to come home? Because you're obviously clearly living like in dire squalor. And so I don't want that to happen again. This is the first time I'm kind of doing it as a grown up. But I'm just a bit worried, like, what stuff do I bring? How much stuff, like, from my ma's house that's mine, should I be bringing into the new place? You know, should I be buying furniture, like getting new stuff? You know, is it important that I buy like home comforty things? Like, well, I'm not really sure. Like, what do you sort out first? Like TV and all that? Or do you get like your toaster first and all that kind of thing? And then I'm just worried as well. It's like, I want everybody to feel like they're welcome in my house, but I don't want it to become the party gaff because it is quite close to the city centre here in Dublin. And you know, so one friend's over, but I don't want it to be like, oh, Al's gaff is like a mad session house, you know. I don't know. There's a lot of worries over it. So if you just have any tips at all for living on your own for the first time, keeping it clean, keeping it like somewhere that you like to be, having friends, but not too often, like just any advice you have, please, 0874100102, if you'd be willing to come on the line and talk to me or just text me. This isn't even really a radio presenter thing. This is like genuine just... Please give me advice.
Al Porter.
Liam Gallagher, for what it's worth, on Today FM. Hello, Al, says this texter to 0874100102. You'll have to get a crash course on how to use a washing machine. P.S. Don't forget to bring your soap with you, Joe, in Dublin 8. I think that's a reference to something I said at the very top of the show, which we won't go back into, Joe. Yeah, how to use the washing machine. I'm not too bad at that. I know how to use the washing machine, thankfully. Not the various different settings now, in fairness, but I would know. I'd be able to wash me out of clothes. The suits you can't wash anyway. You might know that I often wear suits. You have to get those dry cleaned. That's my excuse, but you know other option. Hi Al, best of luck with the move. If you're worried about feeding yourself, my tip would be to buy a slow cooker. They are very cheap, and the more basic the model, the better. You put your food on in the morning. It cooks slowly all day and can be left for 8 to 10 hours without overcooking. It requires little in the way of cooking skill, and you will have the mammy-style home-cooked meals so easily. I'll happily send you some of my recipes. Well, actually, Emma, who's texted that in, if you would send some of your recipes, that'd be great. If you could just text them in or whatever, I really, really appreciate that. I'll send you out now as pal in return for your recipes. Pamela, I don't know what that is, though.
A slow cooker. I'll give you some of my lunch today.
What is
a slow cooker? Last night. So it looks like a pot, but you plug
full
it in.
Full of water. Is it full of water?
No, okay. It looks like a pot. You plug it in and it cooks everything really, really, really slow on a really low heat.
Like so what would you could put in?
We made a stew last night, so that's going to do us for the week.
But what about like raw meat?
Yeah.
Do you put raw meat in?
Yeah, you put raw meat in, your veg. Make sure your veg is kind of cut chunky.
Really?
A bit of stock, throw it on. You can cook a whole chicken in it.
So you could just, I could just in the morning put a chicken in, go out, come back.
Yeah, now you need to follow some sort of a recipe.
Yeah.
Make sure there's liquid in it. But yeah, it's great.
That's quite cool. I like this one as well. I think this is true, Pam. What do you think, right, for living on your own? Bring plenty of stuff to entertain yourself in case you feel homesick. And as regards furniture, only the essentials. Let the place develop organically around you over time. Have a good friend who can drop in regularly. Well, I have a lovely boyfriend who'll do that, hopefully. But yeah, entertaining yourself. I that's important.
Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix.
Make sure you've got good broadband.
Internet.
Yes.
That's what I didn't have when I first moved out of home. I didn't have internet, a phone, or light fixtures. It was only lamps and candles.
Hmm, be careful, candles.
Yeah, I'm not going for candles. Not going for candles. Lorna says, Al, well done. I'm moving on / out. Bring only what you need. Clothes, photos, basics, and leave the rest at your parents. Before you move in, look at what you need, then make a list. You need to sort the bedroom out and the sitting room because you spend most of your time there. With the kitchen, get the basics and build on it. Remember, buy cheap, buy twice. What does that mean?
I agree. Don't buy cheap things because you'll end up buying it again.
Oh, right. So make a list and stick to it. Wash new bedclothes before you put them on. Oh, bedclothes. I forgot all about that. Get plugins too, or scent a candle. No candles is too dangerous. Everything will come together in time. You'll be grand. I don't know.
You'd be fine.
I'm getting real
your
butterflies over it.
Be bringing your washing over every week. I know she is.
Yes, I see you crying.
That's Ooman and Lord on Today FM. Before that, I Want to Be the Only One, Eternal, on Today FM. Al here, wash all the dirty dishes straight away, Al. That's a good tip, actually, definitely. Quick tidy before you go to bed. Keep on top of your clothes washing. Use your ensuite only. Let guests and visitors use the main bathroom, less cleaning. And most importantly, always have a bottle of wine in the fridge. Best of luck. Don't worry, it's going to be well stocked. I have my eye on a little kind of 1920s Art Deco style drinks cabinet. I'd rather get that before I get a couch. I'd rather get that before I get anything. Just to be like, what's your poison, darling? Name your poison. Invest in a really good set of saucepans, Al. It's worth it in the long run. See, that's the kind of thing it's too boring for me to buy. I'm going to suggest that as like a housewarming present for my parents. Michelle, how are you?
Hi, Al. How are you?
I'm very good, Michelle. You're in Tipperary.
I am, yeah.
Now, Michelle, you're 29, but you're living at home.
I am, yeah.
Now, who's at home? It's not just you and your mum and dad. There's loads of animals, is there?
Yeah, there's animals, hens, ducks, rabbits, guinea pigs, birds.
That's mad.
Yeah.
I believe you have a rabbit as well.
I do. Well, I've four rabbits, but I've one of them called Alan.
Hey, I like that. So I should probably get a rabbit.
You can, yeah. They're lovely pets, and you can actually keep them in the house, like, so. And because we used to have another rabbit. The first rabbit we had was named Doc, and he was in, he's named after Doctor Who now, not after the bunny, Bugs Bunny. But, he was a little black lop-eared rabbit, and he used to be in the sitting room, and he's caged in the sitting room, but we'd leave the door open, and he was house-trained and everything, so he'd go back into the cage, go to the toilet.
Michelle! Yeah. Michelle, you sound like you live in a bird sanctuary. There's just tweeting all around you.
Yeah, I was actually... I'm going to the shed and you can hear them louder. Because that's the cockatoo shouting.
That's the cockatoos.
Cockatiel.
Oh, the cockatiel. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay.
The house full of budgies.
My house isn't going to have cockatiels, but it will have cockatails. Michelle, what's your suggestion? You think that I should invite people round or something? Pam said you had an idea for me.
Yeah, you should invite a listener to your house every week and have like a real life elf pal.
That's so weird though, isn't it? So needy.
They do a couple of house cleaning stuff and whatever.
I can't let listeners clean my house, Michelle.
They have to do something like.
Michelle, I'm going to give you an Al's pal.
Thanks very much.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Al.
Bye. She's mad. 0874100102.
We've got a new number. 0874100102. Text or WhatsApp us now.
I want to get it out of here.
Paolo Lutini, 10 out of 10 on Today FM. I'm with you until 2:30 this afternoon. There's an opportunity to win Al's Pal on the way. Keep your texts coming in on 0874100102. Who better to give me advice for moving out of home than the woman that has housed me for the last 24 years? Hi, ma'am.
Hi, how are you, Al?
You all right?
I'm grand.
Sorry, I know you're in work.
Yeah, you're grand.
What are you thinking about me moving out? Are you worried?
Naturally, of course, yes. I remember the last time you moved out for a short space of time.
I know, I was telling everybody.
You're a bit older.
Do you remember you used to have to come in and clean it from top to bottom?
I know, but I just want to tell you a little word now. You'll have to do it yourself now.
I'm.
You're nearly 25, so.
Shut up saying that. I'm not nearly 25. Not 25 until January.
Yes, I know, but nearly there. Not that far away.
I know. I probably should be more grown up this time.
Yeah. Well, definitely. Definitely more mature. So there's probably a list of things that you would need to be doing. So.
I know. But it's just the more keeping it clean than anything.
Yeah, the first thing you need to do is to get a linen basket.
So right.
All the dirty boxes and socks and shirts and everything.
You're always obsessed with my dirty boxes. According to you, I don't have any.
Yes, they're very extremely important. So they should all go in there. So at least you know where to find them.
But you're going to come round and look after my plants, you said, though.
Of course I will. Yeah, and I'll make you up a couple of nice planters for outside and inside.
I thought you were going to say dinners there for a second. I would have rather that.
No. Listen. No, you need to learn how to cook now. And do you did a bit? You did. You were managing.
That's
so
rich coming from you, though. You had kids, and you still don't know how to cook.
Excuse me. I know how to cook. I'm just not a very good one.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Oh, that's my mam there. Linen basket, I suppose. Linen basket. Here's the weekend.
Tell me what you really like.
Today FM with Al Porter.